We'll call the December 20th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Deedle, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Excused.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley, excused. He called just a little while ago. Engineer Morrill?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We do not have a PA system tonight, so we ask that you speak loudly because we're recording it, but Lord knows if it'll happen properly. So, okay, before we get to the meeting, I just want to take the opportunity to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I got a lot of constituents here, Bob. And I hope it's a great one for everybody. Okay, with that, we move on to item B, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of December the 6th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C, public hearing and business matters. Agenda items, this is a public hearing for Innovative Health and Fitness Fieldhouse Edition. Grading and construction, it is a natural resources feature special exception. Public hearing, Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct the public hearing on Thursday, December 20th, 2018, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chamber, Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding an application from Scott Cole, owner of Innovative Health and Fitness Building, LLC, for a special exception to natural resource features divisions. Property located at 8800 South 102nd Street, Zone Plan Development District number 29. Wellness Center, Parkinson, Inc., which bears tax key number 846-9987-002. The request of special exception to natural resource feature divisions is for the purpose of clearing, grading, filling, and developing approximately 0.08 acres of shore buffer, 0.07 acres of wetland buffer, and 0.04 acres of wetland setback. The existing building and parking lot currently encroaches into approximately 0.03 acres of shore buffer, 0.37 acres of wetland buffer, and 0.35 acres of wetland setback. For construction of the proposed 25,500 square foot field house, addition to the Innovative Health and Fitness Building. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 15.9.0110, applications for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions, and Section 15-10.0208, special exceptions to natural resource feature provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance.
It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Tradition is that we give an overview so that those in the audience can understand what we're doing, and hopefully we can too, and then we'll open a public hearing on that. So, Mr. Deedle, highlights, please.
The subject property is shown up on the screen. The Plan Commission may recall that a couple months ago that they had reviewed a PDD amendment for this. They wanted to change some uses. They wanted to do this fieldhouse addition. Through that process, it was determined that the building will be extending slightly east of the existing parking lot. Land disturbing activities, not the building itself, will extend a little bit north of the parking lot. Those are encroaching and impacting these natural resource features. That's why they have to do this natural resource special exception. They are proposing, in the materials that you have in your packet, they were not proposing mitigation at first. Staff was recommending and is still recommending mitigation. I've met with the applicants, engineers, and consultants. They've talked, and now they've decided that they think they are open to doing mitigation. There's a short letter in your packet that explains all that. And this came up at the Environmental Commission meeting that was held last week on this matter. So that wasn't enough time for them to prepare any proposal for the mitigation. So they're asking, and staff is agreeing to put that in as a condition, that staff and the applicant would work together to flesh out the details of the mitigation. There are some other proposed conditions that staff has for this approval. Most of them are dealing with updating and correcting some information in the materials themselves. So staff is recommending approval. The idea, the big picture idea would be, because there's so much, there's so little undeveloped property here to do the normal mitigation, we're probably going to do something along the lines of trees and landscaping, and putting that within the existing areas that they still have as open space. So the mitigation will be something along those lines. Like I said, the details will still have to be worked out. But because the impact is really small, staff's not going to be asking for a lot of mitigation. So staff is okay with working on those details with the applicant later. So otherwise, the only thing I would mention is that there are some DNR permits and approvals that they have to get yet for impacting the area adjacent to the ditch line or creek on the east, because that has recently been determined to be navigable, so it's got a shore buffer. They were envisioning that earlier, and they got that confirmed. The area to the north will be wooded wetlands, and like I said before, the building itself is not encroaching on there, but some of the land disturbing activities might, some of the infrastructure might. The other thing I could mention then is impacts from infrastructure do require restoration. They're just going to lump that in, fold that in with the mitigation, and staff is okay with that too.
Okay. This is a public hearing. I'll open the public hearing. Is there a member of the public to open here?
And if there are any, we have to square them.
That's correct. Local ordinance requires a natural resource special exception that your testimony is sworn. Good evening.
It's not working.
It's not working, so just be loud. First thing is your name and address, and then raise your right hand.
Right. I'm Darrell Lipke, and I live at 9957 West Market Lane, which is directly adjacent to the east side of the proposed construction.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I'm here because I know they want to do some filling, and how are you getting that high property? If you take a look at my property, wetland comes up within 15 feet
this
of
is
my
you, right?
lodge. And several years ago, we had a big rainstorm. Butte's Rope was underwater. Part of our subdivision was underwater. The water actually backed up. It was running across the road and came up within 20 feet of my garage. So I want to make sure that there's nothing that's going to impede the water on their side that's going to force it more to my side. Now, on the north side, where the wetland is, there's a pond in there. And that pond drains out right on the corner of their parking lot. So every spring, that pond fills up with water, and it runs and across the road and down into the creek. So I'm happy that they moved it 10 feet farther away. Still going to have a 30-foot wall. I don't know that it's going to make that much difference. But I guess that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Lipke. And Merry Christmas, personally. Ma'am?
Before... Kathy Richard, 9956 West Market Lane, and I do promise to tell the truth.
Oh, he's got to say it.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. I have a question, if I can approach.
Sure.
Because it would be nice if Innovative would provide us with exactly what they plan to do. This was kind of a surprise, and I understand that they are building a building, but we've been in the neighborhood a lot longer than they have. They are coming into our neighborhood, and we would just like to keep a friendly, relationship. We could have a lot worse neighbors. I understand that. So if I understand correctly, they're going to be building beyond the parking lot?
A little bit.
Just
a little bit is relative.
It'll be 15 feet from the bigger part. So
15 feet from where?
This is the main part of the parking lot.
I don't know what the main part is, because this looks like a whole parking lot to me.
The garbage dumpsters.
So no, this, it's right
so
here.
So it's 15 feet from this edge. This is the garbage dumpster.
15 feet over this way?
Yes.
Okay, and they're building a 30-foot building, right? How is that going to impact the trees that we have? We have some very large oak trees in the conservancy, and I can't see how they can come out 15 feet and not impact that conservancy.
Mr. Deedle.
They're claiming that the impacts on that side, well, actually on all sides, are very minimal. They will be impacting the trees that they planted as landscaping, so they are going to be impacting removing those. They say that beyond that, there's very little impact. Part of that mitigation will verify all that, because I need to know how many trees are going to be impacted, and that'll determine how many new trees they have to plant. So I don't have that information now. All they're saying is the landscaping they planted will be removed, and that the other natural trees will little or no impact.
The landscaping that they have there is very minimal. There's like three trees that they planted. So they were supposed to plant more, and they didn't. But so our conservancy is perhaps like right here. Is that where... This is the conservancy right here, right?
That's the right of way for a future road that we refer to it
as a conservancy. Okay, because nobody's gonna build a road there. The city already said that those plans are gone. So they're gonna come 15 feet into here. Still can't see how they're going to miss those trees, but it would be nice to see plans, first of all. And second of all, I'd like to see, if we could, see what type of landscaping they're actually doing. Because it will impact both Daryl and it will impact my yard. We have kind of a quiet little area. Is this their lot line and they cannot go beyond that?
Correct.
So they're coming 15 feet this way and how far that way?
Like I said, the building is not going to go farther than the parking lot.
So it's going to end right here?
It's going to end a couple feet short of that, like 3 or 4 feet short of that. And then they're going to be doing some land disturbing activity just along the edge of the parking lot.
Land disturbing?
So that's bringing the grades back to level. So they're going to leave the dirt on the other side of their property line that's not theirs. They're leaving the ground that level. They're going to be building something that might be a little bit higher. So that area where they match the two grades is the area that's going to be disturbed.
So we're going to have a slope there.
Yep.
So they're going to have drainage back into that.
Yep, and that's what that's for.
Okay, because that area, if you go back there, is a pond, a huge pond. My kids used to play in that. So, and that runs off into the creek, which will cause, I don't work for the DNR, but I've lived here long enough to know that in springtime, that's going to cause issues down in that area with more drainage. Yeah. And I can't imagine that they're not going to have a lot of drainage collecting 25,000 square foot building. They have to have the rain gutters running somewhere off of that. So we've got an entire parking lot here that will be a building. It'll be collecting rain and it'll be dropping off on that side.
The parking lot does that now. But remember, the only new impervious surface will be that 15 feet that extends beyond the edge of the current parking lot. The water that hits the parking lot does not soak into the ground. It goes into that wetland. And when the building is there, that's the same water that's going to go into the wetland.
There's a curb here, and there's only a, I think there, because I used to walk this. There may be a grate here and a grate there, and that's about it. This parking lot is not sloped to this area here. The rain collects on here. But I'd be real interested to see how you plan on diverting that water off the top of the building. Because it's not going to sit on the top of the building like it does in the parking lot. Sure.
Sure, Bob or Justin.
Yeah.
And you've got to be sworn at, too.
Okay. Good evening, Adams.
Justin Johnson, GSD Professional Services.
You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I can try to answer a couple of your questions. First of all, with regard to the rooftop drainage versus the parking lot drainage, right now, the way that site drains, that parking lot is collected in those grates that you see out on the edge of the parking lot. And there's storm sewer that runs to the east and then down the east side of the existing building and runs into the pond that sits at the southeast corner of the building. So all the water that comes off that parking lot is collected, goes to that pond, and then it's going to be slowly out of that pond. When the building goes in, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to collect the roof water, and we're going to pipe it around to that pond, just the way the parking lot is today.
The pond that's next to that would be your...
So it would be this pond right here at the front and the southeast corner of the building. So that was a designed stormwater pond back in 2001, designed to capture this building, a future expansion area that fell in this area, and then all of this parking lot all comes around the building and is piped into this pond. And it's designed to release water slowly over time when you get a larger area. So this building that sits, that's going to sit in this area here, will also be captured. The downspouts will be collected into this. We're actually reusing part of this storm sewer. Those downspouts will be collected into it, connected into it, and it'll be conveyed into this pond. So very similar drainage patterns to what's out there today. Just to clarify the exact location of this this expansion as well, the east edge of the expanded building will fall right about within a few inches of where the back edge of that trash enclosure sits today. So that's the east wall of the building. We're not grading beyond that wall. We're basically putting the footings and foundations in and coming up from there, so that we can avoid disturbance back there.
Any other citizen wishing to speak? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Fowler.
Yeah, I've walked back on that site, and I did notice there's some dead ash trees. Are you guys going to be clearing those out, or they're not on your property? I couldn't tell where the property line.
We haven't done a detailed tree survey back there, so I don't know which ones would be ash trees versus...
ones that are dead, most of
versus
them.
Not. Yeah, and...
But I'm not a botanist.
Yeah, and we have engaged somebody to look at the trees back there to determine, to work with staff and with us on this restoration plan and mitigation plan, and looking at what trees are dead or which trees trimming a branch off of might affect, and looking at where utilities go through and how that might affect some of these trees. That's all part of what she's going to look at. But I don't know how she might be able to determine what's alive and what's dead. As far as ash trees go, this time of year, if the bark is peeling off, like it tends to do, otherwise she might have a different time.
Second thing, you're going to be doing land disturbance, but you're not going to be doing any footings in the side of the drip line of those oak trees.
Right, right.
It's all going to be surface land disturbance. You're not going to be setting footings so they'll disturb the roots, because that's been an issue.
Right, we're not.
Before, we've had contractors.
There'll be some utilities that...
They have to go in,
yep.
But they'll be still, they might hit some of the roots, but they're yep. not.
Well, the oak trees are all on the east side
yes,
of
exactly.
the building. The only utility that we have going on the east side is just an extension of that storm sewer line, and that's running right along the footing line of the building, which again is right at the back edge of that that trash enclosure.
So you're not anticipating having to go inside that no. drip line of those oaks so that
no, we don't,
the chance
we don't
of them being disturbed.
Those.
Just prefer you don't have heavy equipment smashing over the inside that drip line.
Right. Yeah, we're not clearing a large working area back there. I think there was some talk about trying to build this thing from the inside so that we didn't have to get all kinds of lifts and equipment on that outside edge because we know what that would do to those trees. We don't want to impact those.
The suggestion would be to put up plastic fencing.
Right, and we're going to have to as part of the natural resource, or the NRPP, we're going to have to put up orange fencing to protect those areas that we're not touching. I think that's showing up the latest revision.
And are you're not having, I'm sorry, go ahead, Joe.
They either showed it or they said it, I don't remember which.
Yeah.
And you don't have to expand the capacity of the stormwater pond. I know we're not approving that right now. But
right. Yeah, that's, we have to finish the calculations on that. We don't expect that we do. If we do have to expand it, we'll just oversize a pipe on that north side of the building
I think that's this was your letter. Where you, I think you talk about that. That you guys haven't finished those calculations, so you don't
know.
We
wanted to make sure we had a site plan that was approvable before we spent the time and money on those calcs. But
you're aware. I mean, obviously you're aware of it by the note you added.
Absolutely. Yeah. We know that we can make it work with just an oversized pipe on the north side if we have to, but we don't think we'll have to.
Commissioner.
I'm almost. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I did have one. I'm sorry, Mayor. I
have one other question.
I saw on the plan that you talked about planting black spruce along the east side. Is that something I would prefer you use?
Yeah,
native species that are here, not black spruce might not do well.
Sure. I think
in that location.
That question came up, I might have offered it at Environmental Commission that. We're open to different plant species out there. If I know Commissioner Haley had a concern about the Carl Forster grasses we had.
Yeah, I'm channeling Kevin right now.
Yeah, right. And so we already changed those out of the plan, and if there's other species that would be preferable, pass that along to me or to staff, and we'll get a change. We don't have...
And for your consideration for mitigation, there is a lot of buckthorn. Along the edge of that forest that I could see, again, not being a botanist, but looks like buckthorn to me.
Right.
As part of a mitigation plan, if you can't plant trees, maybe some buckthorn removal and cleaning up some invasive species in that area to make it a little more native would be worthwhile.
I think we're open to discussing any of those potential mitigation, restoration type options. I know we've done that on other projects in other areas.
We've done it here in the plant.
Terrell, we can't, because we closed the public hearing. But, Terrell, that doesn't prevent you from calling the city planner tomorrow.
Well, I had an answer for them. All of the oaks out there are alive.
I know. I've seen those.
So,
I'm not talking about the dead trees. I shouldn't have this conversation. We'll talk after.
And these are for you guys. The residents. Yeah. Okay. Anything else from the commission?
No.
There you go. Have fun.
I do this for a living.
Then have even more fun. Is there a motion to recommend approval of the Innovative Health and Fitness Building, LLC Natural Resources, features special exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decisions recommended by the Plan Commission and Common Council consideration of the Environmental Commission recommendations?
So moved.
Could I ask
nope.
a question?
Too late. Sorry. I don't mean to be that way, but is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm sorry. It's the way it's got to be done. So, okay. Motion carries.
You know what? I'm going to say something, and whether it goes on the plan or not, but I really am disappointed in the Mark Carpenson Corporation, because when they built this, they promised that they would be friends of our neighborhood. And that I'm first getting these now, and that they haven't invited us to at least view this before the meeting, I find that very, very unprofessional. I'm sorry. I just think that that's sad.
Well, this has been going on for...
I want to expand, and I don't have a problem with that, but it should have been nice to invite us.
Well, I don't want to be argumentative, but this has been going on for, what, 9 months? Almost a year?
A year.
We got notice of this one other time. We got notice only now. Now, I don't read the newspaper, so maybe it is my fault for not following up on it, but it would have been nice to have been at least be able to see what they were talking about.
Okay. Move on to D1, which is a report on housing diversity in the city of Franklin. Mr. Dietl. Mr. Morrow.
Yeah, the city engineer will provide more of a presentation. I can mention that after this, it will be going to the Common Council for consideration for approval. If the Common Council does agree to amend the Comprehensive Master Plan to incorporate this report, and that's part of the motion that the mayor has. If the Common Council agrees to that, then we'll have to come back, post that public hearing notice in the newspaper, and then come back to you guys again for your final recommendation and then take it back to the council for their final decision. But right now, it could be, it's council's choice if they wanted to make it part of the comprehensive master plan or just approve it as a separate standalone document.
Mr. Moore.
So there is a Wisconsin Act 243. It's called the Housing Affordability Report. That's required of every municipality, as I understand, by the year 2020. So what you have in your packet is not the entirety of the requirements of that act, but it's a significant portion of it. The reason why we are performing this in 2018 is that in case you don't know, the Water Board is looking at water for the city of Franklin beyond the year 2024, which is when our contract with Oak Creek runs out. So we are renegotiating with Oak Creek. We are looking at new suppliers, including Milwaukee. Milwaukee has an ordinance that anyone that they sell water to must have a housing report and demonstrate that it's been effective. Franklin does not have what's considered a standalone housing report, a housing plan. So just talking with Milwaukee staff, who now since moved on, we think that the current staff will follow through with this, but it is believed that if we can demonstrate that what Franklin has done already, or is in, no matter what we're doing, if it is resulting in affordable housing, then that would be sufficient. So that's why the Board of Water Commissioners voted to actually hire a consultant to do this part of the study. Bruce Koniski was a former planner for the city of Franklin. He's still a Franklin resident. He prepared the report for us. We got the world-renowned planner, Joel Deedle, to write the forward executive summary to this report. So the idea is that even though Franklin does not have a housing plan, there is roughly 12% of the houses in Franklin are what's technically considered affordable housing. We understand that it's almost impossible for new subdivisions because there's no really infill developments. Everything has to have water and sewer extended to them. And, we understand that prices for condos and new houses are pretty expensive, but there is a lot of affordable housing stock. So that's, in essence, what this report says. We're going to ask you to make a recommendation to Common Council to adopt it. And so Joel can use this when it comes time for 2020, but in the immediate future, the water utility is making use of this for other reasons. So we're not doing anything special for Milwaukee, but we had to do this anyway, and this could happen to benefit the water utility. We're still, for various other issues, we're working on those issues. But I'm going to open up to questions with the caveat that any questions would probably be answered by Mr. Deagle, who understands this a lot more than I do.
Before we go to questions, Commission page 7 is the definition of what is affordable housing, which is an interesting read. So questions for the staff?
I would also mention that when the Board of Water Commissioners met the other night, they recommended to the Common Council to adopt it. They did find a few typos here and there that they asked to be changed. So pending your comments, if you have any suggestions, we can incorporate those and finalize the report.
Commissioner Fuller.
This is an excellent report. Read through it. I don't know if we can do this, but have we shared this with the Franklin School Board? I think they need to see this kind of information because I think some of them.
Excellent idea.
That I know there's a lot of complaints sometimes on that they we don't cooperate or from citizens think we are not working together. But I think if they saw this, some of the issues that we have from a monetary side, talking about the property tax, they might find it useful. And actually, a small presentation to them about the financial side of it might be worthwhile. I'm not saying we have to do that, but it might be nice to share a little.
I will answer that.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I will answer that. We will do that.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a good idea.
I thought it was a great report.
Alderman Dandrea.
When we originally started
entertaining or looking into the concerns of our water. This was actually a concern of many members, or, you know, council members, because we're worried that if we could not prove it, what ramifications would there be? Okay, so this is a document that we hope will hold up in any potential concerns into the future, because we've got a major concerns on the table that are going to affect if we're going to continue. We're entertaining both sides. We'll have to make some decisions, and it'll be potentially cost savings to, you know, to, or let's say, maintaining a status quo with our pricing, because there's going to be additional costs that are going to be incurred by connecting to another source. Okay, but it should be able to keep our numbers down, and into the future we would see more significant savings. Okay, so we believe that we're going in the right direction with all of this. Okay, and it'll definitely help the council make decisions into the future. Okay,
Commissioner Fowler.
Unless Andrew, you have anything I could talk about? So, just real quick, if I understand correctly from our previous conversations, if we don't have this, it's likely we can't go ask for Milwaukee Water, so we would be kind of stuck with one source.
I have to somehow demonstrate to Milwaukee, whether it's this report or some other method, that we have affordable housing in Franklin.
So something like this would have to be done.
Correct.
And
this had to be done anyway, so we think this may satisfy that requirement.
Would it be advisable for the Planning Commission, in when we recommend approval of this report, that if this is not acceptable to the City of Milwaukee, the recommendation would be that the Council would then perhaps direct staff to go out and get additions or supplement this report to make it acceptable to the City of Milwaukee? Or do you think that would not be necessary?
I think that's cart before the horse.
Okay. Yeah.
For many years in my previous life, sitting in those two chairs, I always argued that we needed to keep looking at what our mix of housing stock was. And there was a period of time in the early 2000s where I said, we've got enough condos now, folks. Getting saturated, let's put the brakes on. Similarly, we said we had more than our share of stock on single-family homes. This report, I think, goes a long way in helping us as the Planning Commission understand what our mix is and whether we're comfortable with it or not. So there's many benefits to this. I think it's good.
Absolutely.
Okay. Adam?
Congratulations to the staff. Good job.
Is there a motion to approve and recommend approval of the report subject to consideration under and to engage the report in the process of incorporation into the comprehensive master plan?
So moved.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.